This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Lori Lewis in our virtual green room right now in Washington, D.C. from Talk Media News. Big day in Washington, although that's almost a misnomer. It feels like every day is a big day in Washington. Hey, Lori.
You know, considering every day is a big day, it still felt like today was a big day.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, so let's talk about this. First of all, Republicans say they have the votes to repeal and replace Obamacare. Gosh, you and I have tossed this ball around so much. Could it be true? I know I'm asking you to look in the crystal ball, but it is about counting, and that's what you have aides for. That's what you do. You're working contacts.
That is what I'm assuming. So, okay, so we should say first, this is a bill that's going to be voted on in the House. So House Republicans are saying that they have enough votes. That doesn't mean it's going to pass Congress. In fact, there's plenty of chatter saying this isn't a bill that could make it through the Senate. So in theory, if it passes tomorrow, it's still going to be pushed back to the Senate, you know, who would change things and then it would go back to the House and so forth. So who knows what it would actually come out looking like. We can say that this bill, health care has been stalled. What happened here was Republicans decided to add this $8 billion pool that would allow states to provide coverage to people with pre-existing conditions who couldn't find affordable health insurance on the open market. So this pool would subsidize, but critics are saying it wouldn't actually do the job, that this pool would run dry. So it's not like this legislation suddenly has the support of Democrats. What's really happening is that it's winning over certain Republicans.
Wow. So, and they're going to have that vote officially tomorrow, right? So, well, Thursday.
Yeah, they're having it tomorrow. That's what they're saying.
Wow. That's going to be something to watch. No question about that. In the meantime, boy, there's a lot of different directions to take this. When I was out somewhere today and I was desperately trying to tune into this, but how about this stuff with James Comey? And, you know, there's been so many conversations about did he do something to sway the election, the former, director of the FBI. Is it his fault that Hillary Clinton lost the election? She was speaking the other day, and she said that she thought, yes, that has something to do with it. So now the former United States United States Attorney for the District of Columbia, Joe Diavina, that's what I was trying to listen to today, slammed the FBI director as a danger to the country and is saying that it's Comey's narcissism that led him to take these unnecessary and awful steps during the Hillary Clinton email probe. And, of course, that's making the rounds. What do you make of all of that?
So I will say Comey's decision is being looked at by the DOJ Inspector General. So we can expect a report on that, right? These are going to be professionals who inspect every element of his decision-making. Today he did say that he completely defends what he did. The reasoning he used was that, so he had alerted Congress because he thought that had he not alerted Congress until after the election, it would have looked like a government cover-up. And then Democrats asked him, well, you know, why did you treat the Clinton email situation this way and feel like you had to alert Congress, you know, right before the election, but didn't do the same about an ongoing investigation into the Trump campaign's possible ties to Russia. And what he said was that the investigations were at different points in their trajectories. One was just beginning and the other one was coming to an end. So, you know, supporters are taking these comments readily, and of course critics are fighting them, and it doesn't seem like his testimony today necessarily swayed lawmakers, one way or the other.
And we'll let our listeners hear some of that testimony coming up around the bend here on America Tonight, by the way. As Lori says, testifying on the Clinton probe, surveillance, that whole thing, etc. Great explanation of all of that. The other, and besides obviously this being huge with the Obamacare repeal vote and what the Democrats are saying and what the Republicans are saying, in the meantime, we still have this, I think there's like nothing but fog when it comes to figuring out what's happening in North Korea. And it's, at least for a day or two, that seems to have died down. Am I right?
Yeah, it seems like the, you know, the breaking headlines that had to do with North Korea kind of slumped for today. Nobody said anything, you know, that captured all of the headlines. Trump didn't tweet anything. To my understanding, North Korea didn't threaten the U.S. with nuclear war. But it's still, you know, it's still ongoing, the conversations. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson addressed the State Department this morning and said that the U.S. is leaning hard into China to pressure them into forcing North Korea to the negotiating table. And it seems like that is where the Trump administration strategy is at right now. It's pressuring China to eventually pressure North Korea. And he described that pressure at a 6 out of 10 in its current form.
Wow, 6 out of 10. And then budget, budget, budget. I mean, this is, you know, part of the story, certainly, the boost in the defense. Trump wanted $30 billion, didn't get it, got $15 billion. The House passes a spending bill. Not as cantankerous overnight, huh?
No, it wasn't. So it's moving along. There's been, it seems like there's general support for it. Of course, there's people who say that on both sides of the aisle, right, that say that their party gave too much, but there's others who are saying, well, that's the nature of compromise. So this is looked at generally as this bill to avoid shutdown as quite a compromise.
So I got to ask you this question, you know, as we, in a couple of days, head into another weekend and peel back another layer for the people here listening to America Tonight in Portland and New Orleans and Florida and in New York and Mississippi and all over the country. For someone like you, when you're involved covering politics, because I get it, you know, being far away from Washington, does everybody come up to you at the cocktail party, or should I say the happy hour, and ask you everything they can possibly think about that they want to know about the White House or the Pentagon? Are you like the most popular person at the party?
I'm never the most popular person at the party. But okay, in Washington, you know, everyone has their specialty. That's absolutely hyperbolic, not everybody. But, you know, the idea economy is a big part of Washington, especially the transplants in Washington. So at a regular happy hour, no. But when I visit home, I'm from California, absolutely. And whenever something big happens in the news, I can guarantee a couple text messages from friends, you know, asking what this means. And it's funny, I have a couple of friends who we do regular phone calls through, you know, throughout the week about big news events. They ask me to give them a little briefing, and I readily do it. It gives me practice for things like tonight.
I love it. Lori Lewis, you're a keeper. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Kate.
Coming up on the flip side, some of those Comey comments. Stay with us.
I can't see the moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis.
analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Look, this is terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? Concealing, in my view, would be catastrophic. Not just to the FBI, but well beyond. And honestly, as between really bad and catastrophic, I said to my team, we've got to walk into the world of really bad. I've got to tell Congress that we're restarting this. Not in some frivolous way, in a hugely significant way.
James Comey on the defense. Testifying on the Hill. You heard him there. What would you do if you were staring at this? You know, here's the bottom line. They're turning this over, looking at it. Do I think anything will come of it? Absolutely not. Do I think it had an effect on the election? Eh. You know, he says he has no regrets about his pre-election letter on the Hillary Clinton emails. Did it help her? Oh, God, no. Did it hurt her? Surely it hurt her. Did it have the ultimate sway on the election? No. I think the Democrats blew it. I think the Democrats were arrogant in their approach to the election, at least at some levels, and didn't pay attention to what was happening right under their noses and just figured, oh, no, we have this bagged. While the people around Clinton, or around Trump, versus the people around Clinton, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, had a better handle on what was really happening in areas where people were frustrated, sick of it, and lost jobs and, you know, had enough of the same old, same old. So Comey testified a day after, you know, the unsuccessful Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton said that she believed his unusual letter to Congress on that date had essentially tilted the close race to Donald Trump, right? If the election had been on October 27th is what Hillary Clinton said in an interview at a women's conference in New York, it would have been different. So she says that was, when she was asked about it, she said absolutely that had something to do with it. In response, President Clinton said on Twitter that Comey was the best thing that ever happened to Hillary Clinton in that he gave her a free pass from any bad deeds. Wow. News breaks on Twitter, doesn't it? It really, really does. So to sum it all up, and you heard a little slice there, he said he didn't think he was inconsistent when he disclosed that the FBI had obtained new evidence that might lead to it reopening its investigation of the of Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. So it is water under the bridge, right? I mean, it is. It's water under the bridge. Nothing different is going to happen. Those results aren't changing. So no matter what, effect, no effect, a little bit of an effect, etc., it's over. It's history. And he says he has no regrets, you know, bottom line. So that was the big buzz besides what we were just talking about is healthcare. I say this all the time. Take out your wallet or open your purse, look at what you have as a healthcare card, and tell me if you feel really good about your healthcare coverage. And I say this all the time. I mean, really, honestly, the great equalizer for most of us is that most of us are not happy with it. You know, it used to be, and I can remember when I got out of college, how often you went, especially in broadcasting, but it could be in pretty much any occupation. One of the things that was always discussed was, you have great benefits. Yeah, but you have great benefits. You have health care coverage. You have 401k, whatever it is. And you didn't think about it, not probably even up to a decade ago. You just went, you went to the doctor and your copay was pretty low and it was pretty decent. It was decent enough coverage. I mean, I'm sure some had not as great even then, but you still had that coverage. Now, I mean, it's all over the map. So there's the big vote. And what will the big vote, you know, where does this go? Republicans are rushing to vote on health care, and some are saying without analysis of the changes and what will the changes do. But they're going to try it. They're going to try it on Thursday. So we'll see if in fact the votes are, you know, the votes are there. But here's my memo to any of the Republicans who vote yes for this and to everybody on the Hill. That happens. Let's see what the replacement is and how fast you get going on making it work. So in other words, we just went through how many years of we just need to fix this and we need to fix that. And then if we fix that, and oh, yeah, then we fix this, 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 this. And of course, we didn't get to that point. And everybody agrees on the pre-existing conditions. Okay, so that's great. Doesn't matter. Independent, Republican, Democrat. But for goodness sake, don't drag us through this again and not make it work and make it happen. If there are problems in the beginning, tweak them immediately. Get the votes. Work on it. Don't just dump it out there and let it sit, because that's what it felt like to me. Don't do that. By the way, speaking of votes and changes, the ag secretary says, you know what? And that's Sonny Perdue. He says farmers and ranchers are not going to be worse off after the Trump administration renegotiates the North American Free Trade Agreement. Because remember, this was part of the outrage. He did an interview with Wall Street Journal. I thought it was fascinating. And he said some of the segments of the farm sector might actually benefit from a fresh look at NAFTA, including dairy farmers, sugar producers. I'm in an undisclosed location in Florida today. I went by hundreds and hundreds of rows of orange groves, and they say Florida fruit producers is what he says. The Journal has said that NAFTA has become a critical cog in the nation's ag economy, with farm exports to Mexico hitting $18 billion. So I own a huge farm, medium farm, whatever farm, and I'm making that money to export it. If the wheels get stopped, if that stops, that's going to have an impact. So he's saying they're going to look at every aspect of the economy, not just agriculture. And insisted, listen, don't hit the panic button. We're not going to renegotiate or accept a worse deal than we have it now. The goal is to make it better for everybody. We're going to make it better. That's what we're going to do. So there was this perception that NAFTA was somewhat disadvantaged in all aspects, but Purdue says we have more time to negotiate that rather than terminate it. We're going to look at all the pieces of it so that we don't do that. Well, that makes sense to me. Because if you're talking about $18 billion in exports, and I've spent time with some of these farmers in California, with some strawberry farmers in New Jersey, with some small farmers who, though, are part of exporting. And certainly on this show, we've had plenty of those types of farmers of all sorts who, some of them, would actually be involved in that exporting. And how much would that cripple their community, their farm, the people, you know, I guess that work for them, is what I would say. And since we're sticking with things that may go or may come or may be tweaked down the road, whether it's boom, goodbye to healthcare, now we got something new, boom, goodbye to NAFTA, now we got something new, boom, we pass this budget bill, even though we're not 100% psyched about it. You know, it's interesting that we got the $1 trillion spending bill to fund the government. But it's interesting, while we sit and wait to see what happens with North Korea, that a Zogby poll shows that we're open to military action. We're open to a military option with North Korea, a preemptive military strike. But we're up for that. But we're opposed, according to this poll, to sending thousands of American troops to Syria to topple the Assad regime. Interesting. 52% of voters agree the U.S. has to deal with North Korea's nuclear weapons threat. Do you agree? Send me a note, americatonight.net. We're checking the mailbag next.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America, tonight, you, America, have spoken out, always. You know, shoot me an email whenever you feel like it. 24/7 calorie-free. Yeah, calorie-free. You can let your thoughts rip at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada-bing, you're in. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag. There was a writer's strike, and a... Wait, I think I talked over him. Let's hear that again.
You have mail, mistress.
Perfect, thank you. Let's go to Fred. I don't know that Fred's ever sent me anything. Fred says, Kate Delaney, did you happen to watch any sports the last couple of days? I like how you say that. You might have noticed that LeBron James is the man. He is the king. I am a huge Cleveland fan. Do you think it'll be back-to-back for LeBron James and the Cavaliers? You know, it's funny. LeBron just passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for number two in playoff scoring. And, of course, they've got a 2-0 lead. They crushed Toronto in the second game, 125-103. So, to the answer to your question, yes, I'm paying attention. And do I think Cleveland wins? Well, I think it's going to be the Cavaliers and the Warriors, and the question is, can they get by the Kevin Durant factor? I think it's going to be tight. I think it's going to be close. I think it comes down to a game seven. And do I think they can? Yes. Will they? Boy, I don't know. I think the Durant factor is pretty darn big, let's put it that way. So I have not made up my mind specifically. I know that's weak. I've not made up my mind. In fact, actually, if you asked me that heading into the playoffs, I would have said, oh, I think the Warriors take it. I do. But we'll see what the health is like as we head through the rest of the playoffs. How's that? How about this one from John, listening to us in Sarasota? Kate, there was a rumor that you're in Florida, and I am disappointed that you are not in Sarasota. Well, don't be too disappointed. This is a dip in and dip out. I mean, seriously. I came in the middle of the night under darkness, and I'm leaving under darkness. So, no, I didn't have enough time, or I would have done that. But I will be back. I will come to Sarasota. Trust me. We got a couple of really good people there in Sarasota. In fact, it's interesting because if I had been able to stay in Sarasota, come down to Sarasota, if I had been able to do that, I would have, for sure, stayed for through Sunday. Because Sunday the 7th, my pal Mary Lou was telling me late in the afternoon, I think it's like 3 to 6, at the Bayside Pet Resort Osprey, they have a Bow Wow Luau. How cool is that? Bow Wow Luau. And it's a tropical party, I guess, for people and pets. I would have gone. I'm serious. If I could have had my dog there, I would have done it. So, music, hula dancing, doggy spa, all that kind of cool stuff. And the tickets are cheap. I want to say it's like $20 or something like that, because she sent me a note. So live music and beverages and hula dancing, dogs, people. It's interesting, now more than ever, just a quick aside, there are restaurants, there are bars and grills, there are more parties like the luau they're having in Sarasota that people are doing organizations are doing to include dogs. And so we're pretty dog-centric in this country. There's no doubt about it. But I still think the old adage about you're either a cat person or a dog person might be true. I like both, but I am an anomaly in so many ways. It's not shocking, actually, that I would feel that way. All right, how about this one from Alex, who says, Kate, I know you pay attention to the market, and I've heard you talk about it before and about negative news and what happens with negative news, the effect it has on the market, and then what we see happen when something jumps up and just kind of grabs the market, and we see earnings reports that are good. And I guess today the numbers were down, but do you think the market will hold steady? Ugh, if I had a crystal ball where I could tell you exactly what the market was going to do, I should not be behind this microphone. Because then I'm like Kreskin on steroids with a financial crystal ball. And I don't know that. I always say this, I am not a stockbroker. I think you can follow the bouncing ball and the Trump presidency. Well, it initially looked like, ooh, the markets, oh, the markets. It, for the most part, the market has been up. And, again, it depends on the news. If there's something that's going to rock us in the United States, whatever it is, war, et cetera, thought of the possibility of that, something else with interest rates or some unforeseen jobs report that was not as good as expected, whatever. Like, for example, they're talking about how hiring pretty much is rebounding and what a difference that makes on the numbers. So Friday's employment report should show a healthy bounce in job growth, and then that, so that's positive, right? So when it's positive like that, and ADP tries to predict the labor market, I'm just giving you an example, and they spot broad trends. Well, if the trends are good and they talk about the trends and they talk about the numbers going up, well, then that means the markets are going to be good or decent, usually, for the most part. There will be stocks that will be down, but then others that will be okay. All right, quickly, let's move from that to Gary, who says, Kate, I listen to this show a lot. If I can't listen to it live, I'm being honest, I go to TuneIn and I download it, and I do. I really love listening to your point of view. A caller called in the other night from Mississippi, and I thought she had a brilliant accent. Honestly, I did. I liked her accent. I love that she was so honest about her reaction to the election and what had happened to her family prior to the election. But my favorite part was at the end when she said that you were, I'm not sure how she phrased it, but that you keep it clean and that you were just so positive on the air. And I thought, man, that's it. I love the way you roll, sister. I hope sometime that our paths cross. All right, well, thanks for that. I'm going to say thanks for that, yeah. You're talking about Sharon from Mississippi that called in. Yeah. Her story was good. Her story was interesting. Absolutely. Okay, here's one from Joe, listening to us, I think in Illinois. He's saying Joe in Illinois, so it's got to be that. Katie, I heard you mention the thing about the Fitbit and that you use a Fitbit, and then what was being said about the 10,000 steps, and was it a good measurement, and what did it mean for your heart, and all that kind of stuff, and what happens to you physically when you do the 10,000 steps. And I say any kind of movement, anything that gets you doing something in the right direction, eating less food, whatever, it's all good, don't you think? Oh, of course. I mean, yeah, absolutely. There is no question that we are probably all too sedentary, and as I say that, I'm sure some of you, I don't want to paint a broad brush over everybody, but I'm sure you totally relate to what I'm saying, right? You have your little crash pad, your corner of the world, your nook and cranny, and you, depending on where you're at in life, sometimes you just don't feel like, you know, you're not, you know, you don't feel like taking on the world. Or if you're working, you're sitting in a seat for how long? Maybe you get up and you walk around and you try to make a conscious effort, but you're so sedentary during the entire day, but you're exhausted mentally. You're not going to run 10 miles when you go home after you get through traffic. I don't care what shift you're on. I mean, you're whipped. There's only so much. I think sometimes what the problem is that I know I have been guilty of this, you take on too much. So, in other words, you think that you're, like, bulletproof and, okay, you can go through this entirely ridiculously long day and be just drained, but somehow you're going to do everything else in between. You know, you're going to cook a gourmet dinner, you're going to go to the gym, you're going to walk the dog 10 miles. I mean, you know, come on. So you're going to do a double dip of gym and dog and whatever else, go chase the grandkids or the kids and go to softball games in between. And I know people, we somehow pull off half of these things, but you can only sustain it for so long, and then these crazy goals you have crash. So there you go. All right, how about this? Speaking of crash, I love this story. I got this one from Jake in Austin, who sent me a link to it about the Hindenburg, because he asked me if I'd ever been to the Hindenburg. And you know what? Growing up on the East Coast is one place where I hadn't been to that site. But the Hindenburg crash site is going to be open to the public on Saturday. How cool is that, just to see it? I've seen the pictures and everything else, but I think it'd be wild to actually go to the site. All right, thanks for all the emails. Coming up next, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Yes, sir, honey. It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine hit my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay.
Wonderful. Oh, that song brings back some wild memories. Hey, hey, everybody. As we make the turnaround, the final segment for this hour of ATN, one of my favorite things to do is to bring Nathan Reeder onto the show for another edition of Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo. Bingo! Bingo. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. How about you?
I'm good. You got to check this out. So our first story, how about this painting? This woman, Barbara Stein, a Washington High School alum, was part of this group in this Milwaukee Public Schools. They found a painting. Knew it. They had something special with this painting, right? And realized, oh, they had something more than they bargained for. So, like, in other words, it was in a dusty storage room at this high school. And and it just languished there for years and years and years and years. But apparently, it was a well-known Swedish artist's painting, Birger Sandsen, who was the painter, and the painting was called Creek at Twilight. So they auctioned this, realized they had, oh, they have a pretty important painting that's just been sitting there, didn't realize it. So it went to auction on Wednesday, and it sold for $516,000. Wow.
Big bucks.
And what's cool is they're setting up a scholarship fund, a college scholarship funds for the Washington High School graduates. How cool is that? I love it.
Is it this picture with the trees in it?
It's got trees in it, yes. It's got cool trees. It's kind of cool looking picture, actually.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it's like you need your 3D glasses.
Yeah, but what's neat is, too, they already had some money that they were raising, so they have about $1 million for these scholarships. I love it.
Rad.
I know, it is rad. That is a bingo all the way around.
Yep. Find it, dig it, value it.
I mean, can you just imagine? It's like you hear these stories, and of course, it doesn't happen all the time, but we think it does. But people that go to these garage sales, and they just see a painting, and then there's something behind the painting. It's a false bottom or whatever. And then it turns out, that used to be the whole thing about going and having, there was a television show about this, remember? I can't think of the name of it now, where you would go and they would look at your painting or look at your stuff and tell you what it was worth. Oh,
I mean, like Antique Roadshow.
Yeah, Antique Roadshow. That's it. I couldn't think of that for some reason. Antique Roadshow, where people would go on and sometimes they'd just be blown away by whatever it was worth.
It's true. There's a few of those shows. We even have one on GCN.
That's right. What isn't it? What you got, Harry?
What
Rinker.
You got with Harry Rinker?
Yeah, and he's that guy. Boy, he used to have a schoolhouse filled with all kinds of stuff that he just treasures that he found, which I think is just wild. All right, this is kind of wild to me too, and I mentioned it briefly in our last segment because somebody sent me an email about it. But the Hindenburg crash site is going to be open to the public on Saturday, and this is at Lakehurst, New Jersey, for the first time in 5 years. And, of course, the Hindenburg was the German airship. And they're going to have, like, some sort of ceremony there, and they usually used to have ceremonies there. In 2012, they had the 75th anniversary. The Hindenburg, for people who don't know, burst into flames back in the day, back in a very sad day. And it was just, it still is, where you just see the big dirigible, it still is a big kind of shocking sight because they were rolling at that time like black and white footage on it. And 36 people were killed because it was hydrogen filled. It was a passenger airship and they were trying to dock at the base after a 3-day flight from Frankfurt, Germany. So they made it all the way and the disaster was the first ever to be captured on film and the first motion picture to go viral after the footage was distributed in newsreels and played in movie theaters all over the world. Crazy, huh?
Oh, perchance the first viral video?
Yeah. It's wild to look at the footage. If you're listening to us, just go and look at the footage. It is crazy. I mean, crazy cool. Crazy cool sad. I mean, it's sad because people died. But it just, you can't, you look at it and you think, you got to be, wow. Man, how'd that happen?
Big
stocking.
Stuff.
Yeah, big stuff. I say it's bingo, though, that people, I like history. So the fact that you could go and see it and the school kids, I'm sure, go back out to it. They reopened it up. I think that's all good.
Oh, yes. Warnings, drama, set design. It's good stuff.
Exactly. I agree. It's good stuff. All right. How about this? This is pretty, I don't know, this is pretty interesting to me. Traveling now, I mean, there's so many places where you can go, right? But now there's actually a cruise to Cuba. I mean, a couple of years ago, we were talking about, oh, Cuba, you can't even, you know, forget about it. You just would see pictures of Cuba, and than the stories of people trying to escape Cuba. Now, Norwegian Cruise Line has a voyage to Cuba. So the growth of cruising to Cuba hit a completely different milestone. The Norwegian people are excited about this, cut a deal. They pulled into Havana just a few days ago, and there's so many people. It's like over 2,000 people that are on the boat, and they get to go to Cuba, and they're there for 3 days. And wow. I mean, that's wild. If you said that to someone, like I said, a handful of years ago, they would have told you you were crazy.
Listen, people in the world have to be able to do business with each other, especially when it's as real as touching a button on their phone. That has to happen. And, you know, nationalism is going to get parsed down through business that way.
You know what? You just said it. Bingo. Through business. Absolutely.
Bam.
So, bam. It's magic. Yes, absolutely. Speaking of business... Speaking of business, the Facebook users are reacting to Facebook Live because of the violence, because of this scary, crazy, tragic incident. And they say that Facebook is still not doing enough. And, you know, I mean, obviously the Easter Sunday killing of a 74-year-old grandfather was awful, because that was streamed live on Facebook. And so now there's that whole question about, ooh, how dangerous is that, that people are sickos, are live streaming, shooting, suicides, all kinds of stuff.
So what are they asking Facebook to do more?
They're asking them to put controls on it. They're saying it's inappropriate material, and they have to do something to flag users as violent. And but how do you do that? How do you know someone's going to do that? Because they're going to flip open their phone and go live.
So they're talking about watching every video, and then having a computer smart enough to tell what is consented and what is not consented, and it's far and far away. But I mean, there's other things they're asking for, I'm sure, that I'm missing right now.
Yeah, the videos, I mean, they say they're glorifying violence against and are against Facebook rules, but you said it. You're never going
to
be able
like
to look...
Not like they want them either. Just that they can't get to them fast enough.
No, yeah. The Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, said no matter how many people we have on the team, we're never going to be able to look at everything. Never. I mean, it's sad. It's terrible. But you can't do it. Can't do it. It's interesting. I say shred it. What do you say?
For now, shred it.
Yeah, for now, shred it. All right, thank you, Nathan Reeder, and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.